Hi folks, welcome to Coffee and Colossians on Monday. We have just come to the last verse of Colossians chapter 3, verse 25, which says this: anyone who does wrong will be repaid for their wrongs, and there is no favoritism. Now, given what we've just been talking, or Paul has just been talking about employers and employees, what does this have to... why is this in here? I think this is great, and I'll tell you why. The wrongdoer is going to be paid back for the wrong that they do. So if you've suffered unjustly at work, if you've been mistreated, and you think, they've got away with it. No, they haven't got away with it. That's the whole point. They don't get away with it. Now, there's a strong instinct in Jewish writings in the Old Testament and in books like Maccabees and so on, that there will be just reward. There is, and there will be punishment. In 2 Peter 2, 13, there's this idea of the wrongdoers receiving the reward of wrongdoing. So what does this do? This encourages those harshly treated slaves that their masters are going to face judgment in the final judgment, if not in this life. And if you're not a Christian, you don't have that. You just don't. If you think everything in this life, that's just it, then you can't look forward to that. The second part here is, and there is no favoritism. Well, that immediately reminded me, let me go to James chapter 2. My brothers and sisters, believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, must not show favoritism. Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in filthy old clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, here's a good seat for you, but say to the poor man, you stand there, or sit on the floor by my feet, have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Well, again, I think that it's just such a profound and practical teaching. This idea of favoritism, the word that's used means to fall down on your face before, almost like to worship. And there are people who, you've seen this, haven't you? That there's someone in the office or someone at your work who's clearly a favourite, or in school there may be someone who is a favourite, or maybe even in church there was someone who is a favourite. There's a temptation in the Levitical law, Leviticus 19:15, or Deuteronomy 1:17, or Deuteronomy 16:19, God warns judges not to show favouritism. I remember once being involved in a case, well, in a situation where there was somebody who was a friend of mine, but it became abundantly clear that what they had done was wrong, and I'm not allowed to show favoritism. That is something that is just so important. So we are to believe in Christ and we are to worship Christ. And we are to trust that the God who does not show favoritism will bring justice. Now, we look for justice for ourselves because of our faith and trust in Christ, dealing with all our sins. But let's come back to just the sheer practicality of this. There are things in this life that you experience which will be profoundly unjust. But because you believe in a God who doesn't show favoritism, he's going to sort all that out. He's going to fix all of that. So the practical implication is that we mustn't show favoritism, and that we must hold on to God when we face injustice and realize that God is going to punish the wrongdoer and the Lord is going to make all things new. So God bless you. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow as we continue to look at this amazing passage, and we'll be into chapter 4, the last chapter. Bye.